Welcome to Hammer Down! Number one sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tone.
What? Rolsey's in the back. How you doing, kid?
How we doing?
Good. Mitt. Emmett. Otter. Steven with a P. McMahon. How you doing?
Anthony, I have no idea what your middle name is, DeGilio. I'm doing great. We had an awesome Aaron Rodgers Tuesday. We got AD's probably coming back tonight.
I heard. Ooh. Is that going to change their fucking season around?
Better. If not now, then when?
How have they been since the LeBron tweet? I know they fucking won the game after that.
They lost the next two. So, they're not doing that well. Russell Westbrook's still just clinking things off the top of the backboard. But hopefully AD comes in and saves the season. You never know.
Okay. I hope. You know what, man? I hope for you he does.
Thank you.
We didn't do a hype boy parlay yesterday.
I got one.
You got one tonight?
We got one.
We're going to figure it out together. You got one.
I got two picks I really like. I wanted to listen to your guys and see if there was one in the college basketball, maybe the ice. I don't know.
I promise you none of my college basketball picks tonight are tied to any hype boy parlays, I don't think.
No. Good night last night. Good job, dude.
Good night. 5-1, which, you know, is pretty remarkable for someone who doesn't do any preparation at all.
Oh, actually, remember that person who said asked if I watched college basketball when I said Ole Miss might beat Florida as a 4-point dog?
Have you ever watched Ole Miss play, Paul?
Yeah, Florida lost by 16, actually, is what happened.
Huh.
That's weird.
Congrats.
Howard last night.
Listen
to this, dude. I never seen anything like this.
Okay.
They're up 4 with 25 seconds left in the game.
Okay.
And the ball. They lost by 4 in regulation.
Okay. So there was an 8-point swing in 25 seconds, and they had the ball.
It's pretty good. Pretty fucking
what was
good.
What were they on the line?
What's that?
What were they?
I had a money line.
Okay.
It was 81-77. I flipped back. It's 85-81 somehow. I had no idea how I lost it. I thought it was like a glitch when I saw that I lost it.
That's a shame. Weren't they up a bunch?
Howard was rolling. But Binghamton was down 25 at half and won outright as a 3-point dog. College basketball. Teams won't score for like 8 minutes, dude.
One of the college basketball picks on my side last night was up by like 42-10 at half.
Yeah. Oh, Eastern Washington.
Yes, Eastern Washington.
Yeah.
And then we had the one together that was +3 late night.
Yeah.
What was that? Was
Morgan?
Is that who it was?
No, Weber State. Weber State.
Weber. Weber.
Yeah.
Weber. One or the other. I was told today by someone that it was Weber and that they lived in the state, so I'm going to go with Weber.
Well, if you know me, you know I get every other name wrong, so deal with it.
Well, you know what? It's only a matter of time before we call you brother.
Well, it was minus 11 degrees Celsius this morning. I do know that.
If you live in our area, anywhere around our area, be careful tonight.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be minus 20.
20?
Yeah, with the wind chill, yeah.
Minus 20.
20. That's Fahrenheit.
Pardon?
I don't know how that converts to Celsius. I think it's minus 200 Celsius.
What is that in Celsius, Paul? Oh.
We need to know this. Minus 20.
That's got to be minus 50.
Fahrenheit to Celsius.
Oh, yeah. Minus 16 tonight. With wind chill?
That's not good, huh, Paul?
Feels like minus 10 right now.
It's cold. Fucking cold.
Hey, you think Canada's cold?
Well, not your part of Canada, but you head up to fucking...
You go to Alberta?
Yeah.
Edmonton, Calgary.
I bet Montreal is pretty fucking chilly right now.
China, Saskatchewan?
Yeah. I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
The falls freeze, dude. Toronto?
This is true.
You live in a beautiful part of it.
West Coast, dude.
Yeah. I mean, what are we talking about? Speaking of Canada, how was the ice last night, Raldi?
The ice was not kind to us last night. Things did not fall our way. 2-3 overall.
The Blues, the fucking Blues.
The Blues, and I wish I would have saw the quote before the game. They asked Justin Falk about if he was excited to go to Canada and play in the Western Canadian road trip, and he said, actually, not at all. I'm not looking forward to it at all. I just want to get up there, play some hockey, and get the hell out of there.
Okay.
That should have been our first indicator. they played the night before. We were taking a chance.
We got the Rangers in shootout, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, some people probably took the money line, but the Rangers did come home. Stars, Texas hockey.
They were fucking...
Never a doubt.
Flyers stink.
They do.
Flyers fucking stink.
They do.
So we'll do NHL. We'll do college basketball. Mitt, how was NBA last night?
2 and 3 kind of got crushed.
2 and 3 is not.
You did have that money line crushed, prediction, though. I mean, that prediction you made is worth its weight in gold, my friend.
Yeah, that was pretty damn sweet. OKC hit a last-second buzzer beater to lose the game by one, and it was kind of awesome, actually.
That was a proud dad moment for me.
Yeah, thank you, Gumpy, because I am known for taking the minus ones, minus one and a halves, and you really talked me out of it, basically.
It's a good day.
You're really...
Good day. Put a smile on my face.
You're growing, kid.
Put a smile on my face.
Thank you.
Now, if we could just teach you what units mean.
Units?
Yeah. Maybe a few other things. We'll be good.
Have you switched at all on the games this weekend? Have you looked anymore?
I have. I think the seven's a lot of points. And I think the NFC game might as well be a fucking coin flip for me.
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Tease.
Yeah, it is a teaser, isn't it?
Teasing the dogs?
Yep.
Or are you teasing a favor? Are you teasing KC?
I'll tease them both.
Tease them both ways.
But I will definitely tease the dogs.
I'll tease.
Both dog teasers, both days came home last weekend.
You can tease 4.5 points. You get the Bungles to 11.5 and the 49ers to 8 for even money.
I like that.
With the Bungles, those are the Chiefs.
Those are through key numbers with the Bungles of 10 and 7. Huh?
But what if the Bungles beat the Chiefs? Can you see it? Like when you look, can you see it happening?
Sure. Well, they beat them 3 weeks ago.
We got any word on the Honey Badger?
Not that I've heard. Here's what else. Let me ask you guys a question. This question.
Go ahead.
This may be the dumbest thing that's ever come out of my mouth. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, that's a bold statement.
So you're right. I'll say it might be the dumbest thing that's ever come out of my mouth while I'm thinking clearly.
All right.
No CTE with this question. Is there a chance in the AFC champion? Nope, I'm not even going to say it.
What?
That it's there's a, this might be a letdown spot.
For who?
The Chiefs.
Pardon?
After the game that just happened, back and forth with the Bills.
Oh.
Overtime.
I don't know, it feels like they live for these kind of games.
Yeah, and it's also you win, you go to the Super Bowl, so how the fuck could there be a letdown?
Especially after the last one these guys played in the regular season.
I just had to ask it.
I mean, it's an honest question. I don't hate it. I just saw a different Mahomes on Sunday night.
Dude, he was...
That was playoff P, dude.
He was playoff P. That man was a magician in the pocket.
The way he was like he was literally sacked in the way he would just like... slowly weave and like not get touched, like that was
also when he did, like his balance was insane. Like if he got like a leg got clipped or something like that, he's not falling down.
This might be over the top, but that might be the best game I've seen him play. Ran for one.
I mean, didn't he run for more than that?
I guess they put up fucking way more points than that in games, but I don't know. It just
tell you what.
That was definitely...
It wasn't one of the worst games he played.
No, like, I think after what's happened this season, too, I don't know.
With 13 seconds is too much time on the clock. Yeah, you can't really play better than that.
Right? I wish you could have put a number on this. He led the weekend in passing yards. And he led the weekend in rushing yards as well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
What would the odds would have been for Patrick Mahomes to lead the weekend in passing and rushing yards?
He led in total rushing yards?
Pretty sure.
That's fucking crazy.
He had 69. Fournette had 51. Mitchell had 53. Foreman had 66. Yeah.
I know Akers had a lot of two fumbles, but didn't he have a good amount of yards?
Akers had 48. No, yeah, I'm pretty sure Mahomes led in passing and rushing. So, yeah,
are we worried about?
I don't think anyone's going to argue with you on him playing potentially his best game.
Yeah. We worried about Trent Williams?
Oh, yeah. I'm worried about him. I'm worried about Debo banged up a little bit, even though he seems fine. Yeah. Kittle hobbled off. He'll probably be fine, though, too. Yeah, I do.
Is Whitworth back for the Rams? Do we know?
They think he will be, and they think that his backup had a pec issue during the third quarter, I believe, on Sunday. So if he's not, they may be on a third string. So we'll see there. I think, what's his name? Taylor Rapp. Is that his name? The safety for the Rams. He'll be back.
Yep.
Who else? I'm trying to think.
I love how Weddle's just playing.
Yeah. I also, so we didn't even really talk about this.
That penalty?
I don't think it was an egregious hit for it to be called a penalty. But I also, on the other side, the play being over thing is
weird. See, that's the thing. Weird. Like, that's a bad comparison. But like roughing the passer, what if that happens after the ball hits the ground? You know what I mean?
Then that's definitely like, roughing the passer.
But that's the thing. Like,
no, we talked probably. Then right? Then it's after the play.
Like if you can just run somebody once the ball's on the ground and
if you don't give a shit about field position,
yeah. I feel like that's you're setting yourself up for a bad.
They may look at it, especially because that one was so
close.
That
was so close.
If it was two seconds.
So if that ball didn't hit the ground, they would have kept the ball.
Yeah. If it was a second or two later, we wouldn't have.
But it's still part of the play. I guess they're saying it's not part of the play.
Which
feels like a reach.
All right, so something that we normally do on Tuesdays, just give you the breakdown here. Now, you can say what you want about the stats, but here they are. Here's the matchup stats for this weekend. Cincy at KC. Cincy has the number 26th in yard per rush offense. Would have thought it would have been better.
Yep. Yeah.
KC is number 30th in stopping the run for opponent yards per rush. 19th in rushing yards per game given up. So maybe a little advantage Cincinnati there. Cincy is number 3 in yards per pass, number 20, and KC is number 26 in opponent yards per pass. So advantage Cincy there. On the other side, KC is number 7 in yards per rush when they choose to, Paul.
Yeah.
Cincy is number 20 in opponent's yards per rush, and then KC is number 4 in yards per pass. Cincy is number 19 in opponent's yards per pass. So advantage to the offense in all areas.
This is the thing. The Chiefs stopped Stephon Diggs.
Yes, they made sure that
Let Davis kill them. Mm-hmm. Will the Bengals do that with Ja'Marr Chase and let whoever else kill them?
Like, will they try to shut down Ja'Marr Chase?
And just die with whatever else happens?
T. Higgins is pretty fucking good.
Right?
Tyler Boyd's not terrible either.
Davis had 4 tutters?
Yeah.
I mean, they won that game without, like, Matthew was out from what? Was that the first play or first drive?
Very, very early. Very, very early.
At this point, it's the Chiefs Super Bowl to lose.
You would think so.
Right?
Mm-hmm. The Chiefs are getting 67% of the tickets, but the Bengals are getting 82% of the money. The Rams are getting 57% of the tickets and 52% of the money. So that one's much closer. Which is kind of how I think 7's too much, and 49ers Rams is a coin flip for me right now. Even though there's that 6-0 Shanahan versus McVay 6-0 out there.
See, you can take that two ways though, right?
Yes, you do. Right, Mitt, you're either what?
Either hot or you do.
Like you can look at that and be like, you can't beat a team 7 times straight, but you can also look at that and say, if they beat them 6, why not 7?
Exactly.
Like, it's not like they only beat them once. Although the second game was quite a comeback from the Niners. The first game, Niners.
That was week 18, right?
I mean, are the Rams going to have any chance at stopping the run? Because the 49ers are just so fucking.
In week 18, Jimmy G threw for 316. Elijah Mitchell ran for 85. Debo ran for 45. Ayuk had 107 receiving. Deebo had 95. Juan Jennings had 94.
So Kittle actually got the ball this weekend because they weren't running the ball well. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So this weekend, I feel
like...
You know what I mean? I feel like they'll go back to just... Especially if Trent Williams is out, Kittle ain't getting any fucking targets.
In that game, Stafford had 238, three touchdowns, two interceptions. Sony Michel ran for 43 yards. Cooper Kupp had 118. Odell had two catches for 18 yards. Niners win 27-24. I don't know. That one's... Good luck with that one.
Yeah,
is what we'll say right
absolutely.
Now. All right, let's get into... it's pretty much split on the action. Let's get into tonight.
Fast, my friend. There's one more piece of business to discuss on this weekend's games. A look ahead at the conference.
Yeah.
Because you sent those, right? There are some tasty ones.
Okay.
Are we back? Did any hit last weekend?
I had none of the ones I was on hit. I wasn't on many, but a player to have over 200 rushing or receiving yards hit because of Gabe Davis. I know that. I'm not sure what else was in there, but there are some good ones this week. Just some of the ones I like at first glance. Mm-hmm. Any team to have a successful 2-point conversion over conference final weekends plus 150.
I like that.
Joe Burrow and Mahomes to combine for 600 mm-hmm. plus passing yards plus 150.
Could see that.
Either Tyreek Hill, Kelsey, or Ja'Marr Chase to have 125 plus receiving yards. Mm-hmm. Easy to see Hill or Chase go off. Also, like any player to have either 175 yards receiving or rushing over the weekend, that's plus 300. Then we get a little bit long shot here. Either game to go to OTs plus 600. That one hit last weekend. Guppy, I believe that was 200 last weekend.
Yeah.
And then any team to kick a game-winning walk-off field goal at the end of regulation, the winning margin must be 3 points or less, is plus 600.
Do you know that was the same exact number last weekend? Happened in all four games.
Could have been
well, huge. Three games.
And then finally, always got to sprinkle on any non-QB to throw a passing TD over the weekend plus 1,200.
What about any offensive lineman to have a receiving touchdown plus 1,200?
I don't know. I feel like they used them all up.
I think they did. They might have
used them all up.
Deebo to have a receiving and a rushing is plus 800. I know Powell might sprinky there.
I might. I will go down with the ship this weekend. It's San Francisco 49ers money line.
Okay. You're locking in right now?
Will be a Max Yoon play.
Oh, wow. Like a Max Yoon 12 Yoons or 10 Yoons or 5 Yoons?
We're sleeping on the ground if the Niners lose.
Like
Tony Montana.
Like the ground outside?
Yes, sir.
It's cold, pal. He just says it's going to be minus 20 tonight.
Yes, I'm going down with the ship. I love the Niners. Fuck it. Come on, dude. You can't win in Lambeau against the Packers, then lose in LA when you beat them six straight. That's not the story. This isn't how it ends.
There was a stat I didn't see today. Teams playing four straight road games is not ideal. Which they've
been on the road
for Niners a while. Are doing, yes. We'll see. Now, would you like to go to the ice? Thank you for bringing that up, by the way.
Yes, please.
Let's go to the ice. I got one play tonight. It's later in the slate.
For puck?
Yeah, for puck.
I got a you couple got I like.
You got a couple? All right, maybe. Nick, how many you got?
Oh, three. Boy.
Nick's five, probably got a lot.
Six, maybe.
Okay.
Jump in here whenever
Mitt,
you got.
You want any?
Yeah. Mitt?
I have not looked at the hockey.
Okay. Yet. We'll just let Nick go.
Guy hasn't put his pads on in weeks.
High boy parlay. Look at the ice. The first game I will not be taking, but just a word to caution, the Arizona Coyotes coming to Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. Penguins are heavy favorites at minus 465.
Jesus.
Penguins have been winning consistently, but they haven't been playing very well. They've blown some leads. They've put some sloppy play. They should handle the Coyotes. But remember, this is the same goalie that had a 45-save performance against them earlier this season.
Oh, that was, yeah.
Just a look. Yeah,
you can get the Coyotes at plus 2.5 for minus 120.
Exactly. Plus 2.5 for minus 120. Also, plus 350 money line. Pens are due for a stinker. Okay. Let's just say that. Okay. I'm not taking that's just the pessimistic fan inside of me.
I hear you.
not a Gumpy's team, the Dallas Stars, yep, taking on the New Jersey Devils in New Jersey. Stars playing last night. They've won three in a row.
Who's in net?
Braden Holtby is in net tonight. In net for the Devils is Akira Schmid, making his third career start. He's currently 0-2 with an .850 save percentage. Even the Stars played last night. We'll be taking the Stars money line at -142.
Absolutely.
Have the Stars been better on the road as of late?
It's Texas hockey till we die.
No, they're still 7-12-1 on the road, but they did win their last game on the road last night.
Yeah, I'm going to stay away.
What?
I'm staying away.
Fucking chance at a team ride.
Does Bo Bennett still play for the Devils?
No, he retired a while ago. He's good on Twitter, though.
Bo Bennett?
Yeah. Great Twitter follow.
Fucking, I mean, when the guy was healthy.
Play with the best.
Like three games a year. Good guy.
Play with the best of all.
The Vegas Golden Knights continue the road trip after fucking us last night with a shutout win over the Caps on the road. Did. Now they go into Carolina. Going back to the well here. Going with Carolina, 60-minute regulation win is -145. Just regular Carolina money line is -235 if you want to sprinkle that in a parlay. Vegas is probably going to roll with their backup because Leonard played last night, and Carolina's 13-4-1 at home.
Okay.
The Flyers and the Islanders go at it again. They played twice last week, back-to-back games.
Isles got both of them.
Isles did get both of them, but the second one took them to a shootout.
We were on
it. That 17th rounder.
We were on it.
Flyers have lost 12 straight.
And they played last night, right?
And they played last night. A win by the Islanders would break their tie with the Flyers for last place in the Metro Division. So the Islanders are probably going to be hungry to climb out of the basement. But can't lose forever, right, Tony? Or if you do, sometimes it's going to be close. Flyers +1.5 is -120. I'm going to jump on that.
Flyers plus the 1.5.
On the Flyers?
Flyers +1.5, -120. They're +220 on the money line. I just don't trust that. But I will take the one goal insurance policy at +1.5.
I'm not laying. I don't want to take 160 on the 60, and I don't want to lay the 1.5. So I'll stay away.
Three games in the later slate here. Let me make sure this is late.
What's your problem?
A little bit later, 8 o'clock. Florida Panthers.
Yeah.
With Bob in net, go into Winnipeg. That's an automatic yep for you?
Yeah.
The Panthers Panthers are 4-11 in their last 15 road games.
Doesn't matter.
Sounds like
they're 3-8 in their last 11 as a road favorite.
Fuck!
And they're 2-7 in their last 9 games in Winnipeg.
Fuck!
Give me the peg at home, +138 home dogs.
I know you see the peg hasn't been great either.
Fucking big Bob's in net.
Are you guys going head-to-head on this?
Bob is in net. Connor Hellebuck is in net for the Jets. He's a great goaltender.
He's been very good. Yeah, Panthers money line. Come on.
Okay.
Jets money line. Come on.
Come on.
Finally, Nashville Preds.
Yeah.
Heading into Seattle. -182 on the money line. Kraken stink. Give me the Preds. And.
Hold on.
I'm with you on that one.
That's the one I'm on.
Well, you got to do a yep, dude.
Yep.
There you go.
We're all riding Preds.
What was his name?
What's that?
What was his name?
Oh, I forget. Dave something.
I think it was Dave.
Dave.
Yeah, I'm on the Preds 60 minutes.
What's his name playing tonight?
You got to give me a name, pal. I can't just.
Married to Carrie Underwood?
Mike Fisher retired like 5 years ago.
Don't do what I do, okay?
Chris Mason one. Like the Preds tonight?
So we
Chris
got,
Mace always loves Preds.
We got a team ride on the
beauty.
Team ride on the Preds. And then finally. Okay. This one's tasty.
Yep.
The Vancouver Cougars at home dogs +122 against the Edmonton Oilers. Oilers are 3-5-2 in their last 10, 8-8-2 on the road this year. They finally got off the Schneid winning last game, but now they come in to Bruce Boudreaux's house.
Is the Zamboni driver in net?
No, Spencer Martin again. So he's not the fourth string. This is the third string goalie. He lost last game, but he played pretty well. I think he's got like a .971 save percentage in that game. It's pretty damn good.
Good goalie.
That's good fucking showing. All right, so.
Recap. Stars, -142. Carolina, 60-minute regulation win, -145. The Flyers, +1.5 at -120. The Vancouver Cougars, +122 on the money line. The Winnipeg Jets, +138 on the money line. And the Nashville Preds, -182 on the money line.
And I am on the Preds three-way, 60-minute, -110. And you?
You're the Preds three-way?
Oh, yeah. 60-minute. Minus 110.
What's regular money line?
182.
Oh, dude, can't do that. Preds 60-minute.
There you go.
Coovers money line.
Uh-huh.
Panthers 60-minute.
Shh.
Stars money line.
Hashtag Texas hockey.
That's four hockey plays. Thank you.
Good work, everybody. Good work. Hi, Evan.
Did you guys do college basketball?
No,
already?
I got a crazy.
It's good hoodie. Where'd you get it from? That hoodie from Target?
H&M. Of course, H&M.
H&M. I tell you what, Target's got some good hoodies out there.
Yeah, they do. I actually, most of my clothes are from store.patmcafeeshow.com or sure. Target.
Yeah.
And H&M, of course.
No, we have not done college basketball.
All right,
tonight.
Let's get into it.
I'm on two plays. How many are you on, Fox?
Just one play.
Fox's got his one big
Gumpy's
10 play.
Gumpy's on 74 assume. Plays, I think.
Only
8 tonight.
8 piece.
We'll start with you then.
I was gonna do three guaranteed winners, but I just can't do it.
Is that a thing?
What's that?
That's what... I mean, when you put on Saturday, I would rather not have 80 picks. Yeah, I just
make
want three
a lot
guaranteed
easier,
winners, Gumpy.
You just put out three guaranteed winners.
Instead of 30 every Saturday, just three guaranteed winners.
That's it. Oh. That's how that works.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do that every day and then never lose a game?
Yeah.
Gumpy's guarantees.
Gumpy's guarantees.
So
wasting all these fucking hours.
At the end of every week, we'll go, oh, Gumpy went 21-0 this week.
Oh, I have made a decision on the
top.
We're not going to do full top 25. It'll be top 10.
When you keep saying we, this is you doing it.
What are you doing?
Gold.
Gumpy's going to give out a top 10.
Gump's gold standard. Top 10 college basketball rankings.
Yeah.
Starting next week.
Did you steal gold this. Standard from somebody?
What's that?
Did you? I feel like I've seen gold standard
gold
before.
Standard?
Yeah.
I fucking came up with that last night.
Okay. So well, you're basically going to be the hands who's
wasn't the Goldman
basketball.
Standard something?
The Goldman yeah. Standard.
Yeah, you're probably getting confused, yeah. Tony, I think.
I thought it was Ari Gold. Gold
you met Tony's confused. Yeah, that's the first time that's been used in the ranking. It's the Gold
Standard. Okay. Yeah, okay,
first time in history.
So you're going to give out your top 10 win every Monday?
Only 10. Why wouldn't you do?
I mean, you're going to have.
That seems like a good day.
Your Sundays are going to be pretty empty now.
30, maybe.
And then
50.
Tuesdays are always
well,
packed.
If we do
with
25. 25 would be easier than 10.
No, I do not.
You think
that.
So? Do you think because you don't want to leave teams out?
If you say top 10, you're leaving out at least
why don't we,
solid teams.
Why don't we call it 15?
Because Michigan State's right
or
at that 10
what
spot.
If we
I'd
call
be
it,
mad if they're
what
not.
What
in
if
the top
we call
10?
It Gumpy's Gold Standard Suite 16?
That feels right.
Now we're tying together the gold standard right, and is. College basketball.
That will be released.
Because at some point in the tournament, they are down to 16.
That will
teams.
Be released after football season, should
okay.
we do?
Like Super Bowl or next, or after the championship?
I mean, fuck it. Let's do it next Monday.
All right.
Like coming 6 days up. From now?
This yeah, Monday.
This Monday on this show.
I think that might be February 1st. So
makes sense. Maybe find something better than the gold standard.
Or just Gumpy's Sweet 16.
There you go.
Gumpy's sizzling steak 16.
I mean, that does sound like a fucking child's birthday party. But
Gumpy's sure. Gumbo Sweet 16.
Oh. All right, let's get into it. We'll
let Foxy go.
Yeah, I was going to say Foxy.
I will start us off, ladies and gentlemen. No Big Ten last night. That's very odd.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize to the people on Saturday and Sunday that wanted my Big Ten picks.
Man, what happened?
Football season on the weekend, all right?
Yeah, it's football season on the weekend. Not also, for long, but.
There was a couple I liked in there, but Friday I did have a pick, Michigan State at Wisconsin. Hey, I mean,
they were due. We said it. We
holy
said Wisconsin was due for a stinker.
When you win in Wisconsin, your team's hot. That's why tonight, Michigan State at Illinois. Michigan State's getting 4.5. You have to take Michigan State there only because they just beat Wisconsin in Wisconsin. They're hot. So if they lose this one, I won't be too upset about it. So yeah, Michigan State plus 4.5. Let's
Illinois
do.
Played like fucking shit at Maryland.
Cockburn was that.
I know. Is he back?
I'm looking right now.
This is going to be a dogfight, though.
Still questionable, but he's going to play.
It wouldn't surprise me if MSU loses but still covers.
This was plus 5.5.
Ooh, I call 5.5.
Yeah,
give me that.
5.5.
Well, good trick of the trade, dude. Yeah. It was 5.5 today at some point.
That's a lot of points. That could be easily be
are you on that game, Paul?
Cover.
What's that?
Are you on that game?
Absolutely. That's a very good number for Michigan State, I think.
Oh, let me see if I want to team ride this. Michigan State at Illinois. 9-1 in their last 10.
Let's go.
Illinois 7-3 in their last 10. Spartans 5-0 ATS, their last 5 road games.
Sheesh.
5-0 their last 5 road games versus teams with a winning record. But the only bad trend for them is they're 1-4 in their last 5 following a win.
Wow.
Illini, 5-1 ATS their last 6 as a home fave. 5-2 ATS their last 7. What's the line? Michigan State's a dog?
5.5
Fuck it. Team ride.
Yeah, let's go.
If
come on.
If,
team ride Michigan State.
If Cockburn is out.
Yeah.
I would
money line
think sprinky. About money line yeah. for sure.
Money line sprinky.
I would.
Okay.
We're waiting on that news still.
Okay. All right. Team ride on Michigan
State. Team ride on Michigan State. Let's go. Right, thank you, boys.
Thank you, Foxy.
It's a good bet. It's a good bet.
Fuck it.
Let's go.
It's a good bet.
Fuck it.
It's a good bet.
I only got 2 other ones. You want me just to do them?
Yeah, just go ahead.
For some reason, just wasn't speaking to me as much. But I'm going to do Wright State money line. It was minus 130. I'm not sure what it is right now. It was -1.5 when I looked at it, but I want to go with the money line. They are 34th in the nation in percentage of points coming from 2.
You don't like Norse?
No. You mean Northern Kentucky?
Yeah, Northern Kentucky Norse.
Norsemen, the Norses?
Norse.
Okay. No, I'm on Wright State.
I'm with you.
They score most of their points from 2, and they are 45th in the country in 2-point percentage. Northern Kentucky, the Norse, is 291st in 2-point defense. Rebounding is kind of a concern tonight, but fuck it. Wright State's 9-1 in their last 10. Give me Wright State money line. And then I wanted to take TCU versus Texas. I really did. TCU's been good to me this year. Jamie Dixon's been good to me.
Are you taking TCU?
Nope.
Oh.
I am going to do something for the first time this year. I will take the under in a college basketball game. It was under 122. Two very, very, very good defenses. They both slow the fucking pace. Don! Under 122 is where I got it at. Average possession length. Texas is 300th in the country in pace.
That's not good.
TCU, 318th in the country. So, good defense. TCU's defense is ranked 15th. Texas is ranked 17th. Let's go under the 122 and the Wright State money line for me tonight.
All right. Michigan State plus 5.5, as we talked about.
Yes.
Rutgers money line versus Maryland.
Saw that.
Maryland's covered 4 straight at home, 5-7 overall. I don't know why, but I will die with the orange again.
Oh, I looked at that one.
Syracuse -4 at Pitt. Pitt has covered 1 of 5.
Ugh.
I'm taking 8.5 with the Tommies.
Okay.
The St. Thomas
Tommies
are 6-2 ATS on the road. North Dakota 1-5-1 ATS at home. Tommy's covered 6-7 on the road, 6 of 8 as a road dog.
Okay.
I'm on Wright State money line with you against Norse.
That a baby.
Texas money line at TCU.
Okay. What made you go that way?
I believe in Chris Beard.
Yeah.
As bad as this Texas team has looked.
Mm-hmm.
This feels short. I mean, it shouldn't be getting Texas money line at -130 at TCU.
I hear you.
So I will do it.
Okay.
San Jose State money line.
What?
At Air Force.
Oh.
Jose State 10-6 against the spread, 5-3 against the spread at home. They've covered in 4.
Today,
or 5.
Gump, of all days, today.
I thought I fucking snuck it by you, dude.
I mean, if you would have just rolled into it, it might have got by Nick, because I assume he wasn't listening, but you had to slow it down and whisper it. And tell you what, I've never heard Air Force said louder over these airwaves.
Yeah, I like San Jose State's been good to us this year.
Okay.
And then fucking Pac-12 after dark.
Oregon?
This is a fucking matchup tonight, boy. Arizona at UCLA.
Who are we on? What? Arizona? I know you. You like Arizona better than UCLA.
Arizona money line. Bruins haven't covered in 5 at home. Have covered 1 of 6. Wildcats covered four straight as a road favorite. 10-4-1 ATS, their last 15 as a favorite. They're 4-1 against the spread away, 11-5 against the spread on the road. UCLA's one of their best players has not been scoring either.
Okay.
And they kind of go as he goes.
Okay. So, oh, that's good. That's good inside info.
That is.
Also, does is Oregon play tonight too?
Oregon's a heavy favorite against Colorado.
I did see that.
I don't like, I bet a lot against Colorado and won.
Mm-hmm. But not with Oregon.
I don't know what that fucking Oregon team is, dude. I really don't.
Okay. Do you need to run through them or you kind of went through them?
Arizona money line, San Jose State money line, Texas money line, Wright State money line, Tommy's plus 8.5, Syracuse minus 4, Rutgers money line, Michigan State plus 5.5.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Emmett.
Damn. That took out
the hype boy.
Yeah, that definitely took
out. Were you? What was your hype boy for college?
Yeah, I was leaning UCLA, but I didn't know that they were struggling as of late. I would assume just because Zach's just been balling. He's not scoring that much.
Just because they're LA, that's your hype boy parlay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Arizona's very good this year.
And I saw it. I know that it's going to be on TV. Honestly, I saw a commercial for it yesterday, so that was really my reasoning. I don't know. I'm kind of looking through these, though.
Mitt, if you would have been alive when fucking Salim Stoudemire was playing for Arizona, that would have been your hype boy play. When Arizona played Illinois in the Final Four, look it up one time. Greatest Final Four game of all time. Okay? Do yourself a favor.
All right. I think, what do you guys think of Kentucky this year?
Kentucky's...
They've been good. What's his name?
They're getting someone back, right?
He got hurt on Saturday. They were up on Auburn at half. I'm not sure if he's playing.
Kentucky's your hype boy tonight. Aren't they
They're
big favorites against Miss?
Yeah, they're minus 9 against Mississippi State.
Why don't you just do the NBA?
Yeah, nothing was really calling. I feel like I'm trying to force this one. Nothing was really calling to me on the ice either.
Okay, that's the ice.
Don't force it.
Don't force. What about the NBA?
I mean... TNT Tuesday's back, guys.
There you go.
TNT.
Let's focus on that.
Are you sure it's back?
Not on FanDuel. It's still TNT Thursdays for the promo.
Okay.
But NBA is back on TNT tonight.
Pumped. Cool. What are we going with?
Well, we'll just start it off with that. Cool. If you really want to take the Lakers -3, good on you. I'm probably not. I'm going to take the under of 227.5 is what it was at this morning. I loved that. I thought that there's no way this reaches that number.
Okay.
I really like the Washington Wizards -4. The LA Clippers are going to Washington. The Clippers have been struggling. And then,
do they have anybody, Mitt?
No.
PG's out for the season.
Is KD playing tonight?
No.
KD's
out, and since it's at home, Kyrie can't play either.
Okay,
James Harden has quit?
James Harden has just voiced a lot of frustration. I don't know what that even really means.
This is what happens when he was treated like a god in Houston. They loved him, and he forced his way out to
where? Joe Harris is out, too.
Joe Harris still playing?
Apparently. I haven't watched NBA yet this year.
I've watched one game.
Which one?
Pretty sweet.
Which one was it? I watched the Steph one.
When Steph broke the record,
That was a good game.
It's good quarter.
Go ahead, Matt. Sorry, continue.
Good quarter.
That's awesome. You only watched one quarter. I do love Golden State tonight. They're pretty fucking good, dude. They're only -3.5 against the Dallas Mavericks. It's at home. I like them to cover. It's -166 on the money line. If you're going to throw it in parlays, definitely throw a money line.
Why?
And that's really it. Houston Rockets are +5. They've been good at covering. The Spurs have also been actually covering a lot of games lately. I didn't think they were very good. It turns out I was wrong on that one.
Okay. Well, that's okay. You could be wrong sometimes.
Yeah. I agree. I got to do it, though. The Hype Boy Parlay is going to stick with the two TNT games. We're going to go money line on both of these. The LA Lakers and the Golden State Warriors. It's +164 if you money line it.
You'll get no,
California teams, come on.
You get no argument.
That's a good Hype Boy Parlay.
That is hype.
There's some boosts. Raldzi, Panthers or Lightning to win the President's Trophy, plus 340. It was plus 220.
Yeah, I mean,
Florida Pet President's Trophy.
Both up there.
And those of you who don't know hockey, that's just the team with the most points in the end of regular season.
Well said, Tony. As of right now, just to bring it up, Colorado's at 61, Florida's at 61, Tampa Bay's at 61, ooh, and the Rangers are at 60. Oh, and in fifth place, there's the Pittsburgh Penguins at 57.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're looking at two of the top three teams in the standings, and neither of them are going to slow down anytime soon. It's just, can they outlast Colorado?
Is there – and they're in the same division, correct?
Yes.
So they can't let their feet off the brake.
Bingo.
That's not the saying.
No.
Off the gas.
Take their foot off the gas.
There it is.
Actually, that might
– Colorado, how's their fucking lead in their division?
Let's look at divisions. They started out, they were not great,
correct,
but now they've kind of,
and Mitt jumped off.
Water has found its level, so to speak, if we're speaking in cliches. Colorado, like I said, 61 points. St. Louis is the closest at 55, Nashville 55. Okay. No one's catching Colorado in terms of their division race, but maybe in the overall.
Tonight, the Canes, Pens, and Isles all to win. We know the Isles are against Philadelphia. Flyers. Which you'd think Philadelphia, hey, at some point, maybe they'll win a game.
Yep.
Pens.
You didn't. Lowly Arizona Coyotes.
You didn't throw great confidence in
them.
That's
just me being me.
Who do the Canes have?
The Canes are at home against the Vegas Golden Knights, who played last night.
Okay. Sprinky?
Definitely a Sprinky.
All right.
I thought we were going to get it last night with the boost. Chris Kreider scored very early into the game, and then Ovechkin was shut out.
I'm going to take that boost. You taking that boost?
Who was it?
Canes against Knights. Pens against the
Coyotes.
Phil Kessel-led Coyotes.
Yeah.
And the Isles against Flyers.
I'll take it, but I have – who's in net for Vegas?
Leonard played last night, so I'm assuming it's Laurent Brisson.
Jeez. What are the Knights are never – like
– Stoner back?
The Knights feel like they're just never going to get over the hump with that goaltending.
Maybe you should have respected the Flyer a little more. Yeah, Paul?
I was saying it. Is he still getting traded?
Yeah, that's almost a guaranteed certainty.
UFC boost hit this weekend, right?
What's that?
The UFC boost hit this weekend?
Oh, well, you ask UFC Bill.
I'd rather not.
Ngannou won. I mean, it was a knockout.
I saw that. But there was the boost on Friday for Khabib's cousin / non-cousin.
He did win very quickly.
I can't remember what the boost was.
Did you see Bula fucking eating chips?
Did I see Bula eating chips?
He goes to give the guy the pound and the guy just shakes his wrist.
I mean,
that might have been the greatest clip of all time. Chips on a stick.
Bula looked real good today. He looked real good today. That's all I'm going to say.
He's back.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll break it all down. We'll keep doing it. Here we are, in and out every day. Get used to it.
Who's going to be the Saints coach?
Ooh. I heard Dennis Allen. His name floated around. I heard the defense coordinator for the Lions. Can't remember his name off the top of my head. Aaron something, maybe? Aaron Glenn? I don't know, to be honest with you. It didn't come out of nowhere because there was rumors, but... kind of shocking.
Yeah.
Sean Payton's just like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to
take
a fucking year, and then I'll come back in a much better situation somewhere else.
Take Big Mike's job.
Probably.
Hell yeah.
I don't know why they don't do it this year. If I was Jerry, I'd be doing everything. Just
maybe Sean Payton's like, you know, let's let Mike screw it up another year and then
come get on, even Sean.
More money.
I'll come back. I'll come in.
There's no way he's retiring, dude. How old is
58.
He? 58. Yeah, come on.
No, he's got some time left. He's definitely got some time left.
Where's come the big to Dallas, tuna? Sean. Come huh? to Dallas.
Where's the big tuna?
I think the big tuna's a little old right now.
Fucking Lombardi said he'd rather have big tuna than LaFleur.
Definitely doesn't want Oshoski. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Parcells is 80, so... probably not Parcells.
Still command the sideline.
Of course he could, dude. You heard him on fucking Monday Night Manning.
Oh yeah, I forgot he was on there. He was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, get tuna.
Yeah. All right, so we'll be back tomorrow with college basketball, NHL, NFL tidbits. Why? NBA? Footy? Nope. Yeah. International break. Maybe you're going to have some international picks. Maybe. I don't know. Jeez. We'll try. All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Dad.